You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union has raised concerns over staff shortages, budget constraints and aging infrastructure in South Africa's public healthcare system. The union says the challenges are affecting healthcare workers and impacting patient care nationwide. To unpack this further, we're joined on the line by Donald McMillan, the Managing Director at OMAD Healthcare Professionals, a specialist in healthcare staffing, to help us understand the pressures facing the system and what solutions may be available. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Mr. McMillan, how severe is the staffing crisis currently facing South Africa's public healthcare system, and what are the most immediate pressures that healthcare workers are dealing with on the ground?
The immediate pressures are staff shortages, budget cuts, aging infrastructure, burnout among the nurses and the healthcare professionals, poor leadership, and this leads to working conditions which ultimately affects the quality of service. So while the problem is dire, there are obviously solutions that one has to focus on and remedy the situation, but these solutions have to be looked at immediately. And unfortunately, they have not been. So this is a culmination of years of challenges that we haven't been able to overcome.
How are staff shortages translating into patient outcomes, and what are the real-life consequences? And are there particular areas or departments where the impact is most critical and severe?
Yes, the departments that are finding challenges, most of them, and pretty much all the departments, but just to highlight a few that are really impacted greatly by the staff shortages. These are areas like neonatal, oncology nurses, midwifery, as well as mental health psych nurses. So these are areas that are really constrained. And then the problems also one of geography. So certain areas, one finds there's a greater shortage. I'm referring to specifically Western Cape and Gauteng. Other areas where the shortage is not as great, still challenging but not as bad, are areas like Eastern Cape and KZN.
And what are the main drivers behind these shortages, and how is the current environment then affecting morale among healthcare professionals?
The challenges are budgetary related. There's been budget cuts, and the budget's always under tremendous pressure. This results in a number of factors being affected. One is the actual working conditions that the nurses find themselves having to work in and face every single day. That is shortage of equipment, broken equipment. And the patient and staff complements are being reduced. So in other words, with not enough nurses results in the nurses having to work hard. Then with burnout, you've got absenteeism increasing, which means that the patient-staff ratio is increased. So the nurses are really expected to do more and more and more with less capacity in order to address these challenges. And all of this ultimately leads to burnout. So it becomes a little bit of a vicious circle.
Are there any scalable or sustainable staffing solutions that government should be considering right now? And how can technology or perhaps flexible staffing models help bridge the gap?
Yes, there's definitely solutions. All the stakeholders need to play their roles. The moment we invest in nurses, and not only the patients, the entire society and economy will benefit. So one of the areas that has to be focused on is the training. And we're faced with a situation that there's just not enough nurses being trained. We've got a growing population. increased disease burden. And those nurses that are currently in the workplace, that's an aging workforce. So more and more of those well-qualified and experienced nurses are going to be retiring soon. They're also faced with modest salaries. And the biggest issue is insufficient training outputs. So what we really need to do is focus on recruiting more nurses, training more nurses, and the retention of those nurses so they don't end up leaving South Africa for greener pastures. You mentioned technology. That also has to play a massive role because a number of the hospitals are still based on paper-based outcomes. Everything gets recorded manually. And if they can move into a digital process, the time that will be saved where the nurses can focus on patient care as opposed to spending some amounts of time documenting and recording everything that they do. While that's equally important, there is and there must be a better way of recording all the outcomes and being able to access those records. So those records, those manually written down records, aren't safely stored. And there is a medico-legal incident, and one has to call for those records. And you cannot actually find the records that date back months and often years. That results in litigation, and we know there's literally billions and billions of rands of litigation in the wings. So technology will and has to play a massive role. It is being introduced, but certainly not fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe enough is being done, though, at policy level to address these systematic challenges? And what immediate interventions would you recommend to stabilize the system?
There hasn't been enough policy changes on a number of levels, one being training. And that's applied to the various training bodies like the South African Nursing Council, as well as other bodies that are involved in the higher education. Then with regards to the increase in the number of students coming into the marketplace every single year, that has to be addressed. The budgetary cuts, more funding has to be placed into the healthcare sector. The salaries have to be looked at. The working conditions need to be looked at. So a lot of these items aren't new. There just hasn't been a tremendous appetite. And as in many areas, the issue revolves always around budget and money constraints. But this is one area that you cannot take a shortcut and save money in order to prevent a future crisis. This is an area where one has to invest in the future of healthcare.
If these issues, all these challenges that you mentioned, are not addressed urgently, what does the future of public healthcare in South Africa look like?
Very, very bleak. We're looking at 2030, which is around the corner, a possible shortage of 150,000 nurses. So in order to address this problem, none of these issues that we've been discussing can be addressed in days or weeks. However, if one plans and puts various policies and policy changes into place, these challenges that we currently face will be addressed in several years. But should we continue operating on the same level and within the same time frames that we currently operate in, We face a crisis in the future, and that crisis will affect each and every South African. No matter who you are, at some stage of your life, you're going to have to access healthcare.
There are those who posit that the crisis that you mentioned, if NHI is introduced, it will be the silver bullet to address all these challenges raised. Your thoughts?
The only benefit that I see with the NHI is it will unlock a tremendous amount of funding. And that, of course, will benefit the healthcare industry to a large degree. But with that funding, you're going to have very, very good leadership, very good controls, and a change with regards to the current modus operandi and how things operate with regards to the policies and procedures. So funding alone is not going to solve the crisis, but it can play an important role, but we need a lot more than just access to billions and billions of rands.
I thank you so much for your time and joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Elvis.
Donald McMillan, the Managing Director at AllMed Healthcare Professionals.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.